It's music by Manu Wallstar on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We also checked out Bravo LaRue and Schava with Umtu. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
Boost your mornings with Fresh Breakfast on 102.9.
Hey, baby, let me see it. I just want to eat it.
Now, all morning, Shaquan and myself have been telling you about a conversation that we are going to have. Man, to hell with conversation. A celebration,
yeah.
That we're going to have with very special people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people that I'm talking about are people who shot to fame in 2003. My goodness.
That's 2000
and grade 8, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 2003.
Mm.
When they came second to Ghetto Lingo on the reality TV singing competition, Coca-Cola Pop Stars. They were in there 20s then.
Mm.
They have since then done 20 years in the business. Listen, you got to be some type of special talent to be consistent for 20 years.
Absolutely,
okay.
Yeah.
Boys and girls, young and old, representing the legendary girl band Jamali, help us welcome Jackie Carpede, man. What?
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, and you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we are so, so happy to have you on, honestly.
Jackie, let me just tell you right
I'm
now, I'm trying to find my words, because it's because of you and Lizelle and Marishan that I managed to get to write something beautiful for the girls back in the day in a letter. It is because of the three of you, Jackie, that I once proposed to a girl on the song Love Me For Me, okay?
Ooh!
It is because of you, Jackie.
Wow.
that we had to show some sort of romance and be like in touch with our feelings.
Absolutely.
And just be like, yo, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Jackie, this is just so beautiful.
Pleasure. It is our utmost pleasure to have been part of such huge and important milestones in your life. So I guess that it comes with the territory, you know, it's like it's those secondary things that happen that makes, you know, the music and the journey all more worthwhile.
Absolutely.
Let's date it back 20 years back.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The three of you, three different individuals.
True.
You're on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it just so happens that now you guys are in a group. Was that a bit of a shocker for the three of you?
It was, you know what? The thing is, we all grew up probably having dreams of, you know, pursuing solo careers or, you know, pursuing any kind of career in the music space. But entering Pop Stars, you kind of have to set your mind to the fact that you are entering to become part of a group. Mm-hmm. Knowing that information and then experiencing it are two different things, you know, because it makes sense in your mind as to what you're going to do. But when you're in it, you're like, oh, snap, I think I just didn't think about the fact that it's three personalities. And, you know, you're not friends and you have to figure this out if you want this to work for yourself as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think you just made a really good point there where, you know what, it was bigger than the three of you in terms of like it just really made sense business wise as well. Hey, and honestly, just to elevate the three of you to where you wanted your personal careers to even be. So if you had to tell us right now, just one of the things that you would take away from the sisterhood, or the one thing that you still really love and very fond of the sisterhood that you have with the other two ladies, what would that be?
I think it's got to be divine, because I would never have imagined, you know, meeting two other women who really sound beautiful with me and make history with me. The thing is, it's beyond your imagination and it's beyond your dream. It just kind of, it happened to us, you know, and then it happened. And then later on, it was something that we realized that actually this actually also happened for us, you know, in order for us to grow and become the people that we were actually supposed to be outside of music as well, you know. But I guess it's the fact that we were just divinely chosen because it just worked. It's just, you know?
Divine, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Divine. That's really, really powerful. So, Jackie, if you had to tell us, just reminiscing and looking back to the 20 years of being in this industry, and honestly, that beautiful legacy that you have left with us that is still very close to our hearts, like, what does that mean for you? You know, yes, you're getting back together now as a group after and celebrating 20 years being in the industry. What are you most excited about actually getting on stage with the ladies again?
And that thrill, man. Yeah. You know, that light camera action.
Have you guys sorted out the outfits yet?
We're still sorting out the nitty gritties, the outfits. You know, I mean, it's 20 years later. You got to get the body right. You
Come
gotta
on.
Get the face right, the hair right.
Yeah.
So, I think because we love to sing, that's the obvious. You know, we're looking forward to singing to people who are, to our fans, people who are excited to hear the music and even more excited to see us together. So it's all about the fans and to show gratitude because life is just really sucky these days.
Absolutely.
So if you have an opportunity to just be happy with music and to, you know, to share a wonderful, you know, achievement such as 20 years, you know, people are not living that long anymore. You know, we've lost so many musicians in South Africa. So there's a lot of things that form part of why this show is also happening.
Yeah.
Just to make people have some hope and faith and believe in a better world, really.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what Jamali's music actually does, hey?
Yeah.
So it's 9 days away. Please sort everything that you need to. Now, because we're running a little bit. Yes, it
oh
is 9 days.
You didn't even realize that, Jackie. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I've been so busy. The thing is, I've been so busy, like, you know, behind the scenes and, you know, being the creative director and putting everything together and producing it and getting, you know, so it's been a lot of,
it's been
you
a
know,
lot.
Business yeah. work that
yeah.
I've been up.
No,
so
it's
I've
9 days.
Go and back and put my mind.
We
yeah.
literally have a calendar yeah. and we're counting it down. I know that obviously the show will not be streamed, but we are so, so happy for you. So before we check in with the other members, hey, and because we're running it just a little bit out of time, I need you to take time to just, how do I say this? Use one word to explain who Liesel is and one word to explain who Marishan is.
I would say Liesel is very cool. She's calm, she's collected, she's just easygoing. Yeah, she's cool.
Okay.
And Liesel, is she the drama queen?
Marishan.
Is Marishan the drama queen?
Marishan is just talkative. She won't have a hole in your head.
Okay. Speaking of which, we've got a bit of a voice note also to excite everyone that is planning on flying that side to the South African amphitheater. Listen to this.
Good morning to all our Namibian supporters out there. This is Liesel from Jamali, and it's our 20th anniversary. Whoop whoop. Thank you so very much for all the love and support you guys have shown us throughout the years. Without you guys, there would be no Jamali. So thank you for buying our albums. You played our music. You've shown us ample love whenever we were there.
Yeah.
We've had a very successful run because of you guys. And yeah, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you.
Yeah.
That's the second bit of the group Jamali. Now, Jackie, real quick, what are we looking at in terms of the numbers? How much are the tickets? Perhaps we have a couple of fans here out in Namibia. Not a couple, a lot
we
of
have
fans.
A lot of fans.
And listen, and maybe we want to fly to next door.
I know that.
Exactly. So walk us through the ticket price so that we start our planning, as I believe, because August 5 we are going.
It is only between 250 rand and 350 rand. Those are the ticket prices, and people can get them at any Pick and Pay or web tickets online. And it should be an hour and a half of nothing but amazing music and entertainment from Jamal.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So you know
so
what?
Hope to see you there.
We had a little bit of a debate earlier on in terms of like, what is the ultimate Jamali song, right? In this gay, this lover boy here, the says, what did you say? Love Me For Me?
I said Love Me For Me. That's my ultimate.
You gotta sing it for Jackie.
Should I sing it? Let's do it.
Right? Listen
obviously,
to this.
Obviously, it's not Grammy Award winning like Jackie's voice. But let's see.
Let's hear and go.
Okay.
Come on.
Love Me For Me.
Woo! One thing that would never be is what you get is what you see. Woo! I'm not going to be any more than what I am. All right, we tried, honey, we tried. For me, I would have to say Jackie. Go ahead. Yes, okay, well
it
done, partner.
Beautiful. A little bit flat because it's early in the morning. But we haven't
had our coffee, Jackie. We wake up at 4 a.m. every day.
Jackie's pulling a Randall on me.
I know. Thank you for doing the Lord's work.
I know, you're most welcome. For me, I think it has to be Humba forever and ever.
Oh, awesome stuff.
Yeah. All right, Jackie, we're going to have to let you go. We wish you all the best with the legacy celebration, the 20 years of being in the game or just being Jamali. Please send our greetings to Lizelle Marishan as well.
Yeah, we love you guys from the whole of Namibia, hey?
We love you too. Hope to come and visit you guys sometime. And thank you for the love and support. We really, really appreciate it.
All right. Cheers, Jackie, Kopid, one third. That's off the group, Jamali. This conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. Stick around.
Taste the best in real flame grill food at